So today I want to speak about from the today's Torah portion, Parshat Vayera, He appeared. I believe with all my heart this is one of the most messianic scriptures in the Torah, personally, and I will try to explain to you. And I know if you disagree with me, I mean, it's good, but try to find the truth here. I will share with my explanation, my opinion, and my point of view about this place of scripture. And I'm glad it's not only mine. Okay, so some of the people look at the scriptures in two different ways, and this is important to understand. Jewish Orthodox world does not accept the writings of the Brit Hadashah. Do you know it? For Jews who don't believe in Yeshua, who's still in the Orthodox world, the Brit Hadashah, or New Testament, this is not inspired by the Lord. It's foreigner for the Torah, for the scriptures. They believe that it is not for the Jews, and it has nothing in common with Torah. So Brit Hadashah is something foreigner, not for the Jewish people, and usually we can hear the voices that Jesus is not for the Jews. You heard maybe sometimes these words. From the other side, this is why the Jewish world is still looking for Messiah. I came from my home city, from Nikolaev, Ukraine, and our city is famous because Menachem Schneerson, he was born in Nikolaev. And I can tell you, this is not Bethlehem, it's Nikolaev. It's not from the prophecy, it's Nikolaev. So, but people are looking for Messiah. They're praying to Messiah. They're waiting for Messiah. Still, yet, they don't believe in Yeshua. But they're waiting for Messiah, they're praying for Him, to Him. On the other hand, the Christian world does not pay close attention to the books of Torah and prophets. It's generally, it's not, I don't speak about everyone, but I speak about general Christian world. Because they believe that it is old and replaced by the teaching of Jesus and apostles. And it's not important for us anymore because it's old and close to destruction. We have New Testament, new teaching, everything new. So let's do what we want and grace be under us. I'm sorry, I'm just going a little far. Paraphrasing. Often the pages of New Testament of some believers are very worn, but the Old Testament does not show much use. Maybe you saw this situation. Maybe even you experienced it. You saw the Bible, your scriptures, and Brit Hadashah, it's like used, it's worn. But you see the Old Testament, it's brand new. But what I want to say here, even during Abraham's time, the Lord began to reveal the new covenant, Brit Hadashah, to Abraham. And this I want to show to us today. This is why I want to call this Torah portion the good news from Abraham. Or let's say gospel according to Abraham. Fifth gospel. So I want to begin from with the idea from Genesis chapter 18, verse 17. And I want to read it for every one of us. When Adonai said, "Should I keep secret from Abraham what I am about to do?" Strong place of scripture. And he began to speak to Abraham. He began to show Abraham about Sodom and Gomorrah, about these two cities, those two cities. But also the idea that Abraham, he is the friend of God. Great honor. And it's almost no secrets between the friends. Abraham shows so many revelations, so many mysteries on the life of Abraham because Abraham is friend of the Lord. Please remember it. It's so strong idea, so powerful idea. This revelation is still a great mystery for many people even today. In the Jewish world, the prevalent idea is that the Lord is far from humanity and it's impossible to see him. Who can see the Lord? It's a Jewish understanding, general Jewish understanding. He's far, he's busy, he has sun, stars, planets. He's far away from the earth. And there's no way to see him, and of course, there's no way to talk to him. And it's forbidden even to think to eat with him. But according to the scripture, and you know, his job is mostly is to rule over the planets, and also his job is to punish the sinners. Who had the same understanding in the earth? I mean, I had before I came to the Lord. The old foreigner God who liked to punish me, so I need to escape him. How possible is it, you know? Anyway. But in today's Torah portion, the Lord by himself came to Abraham and ate before him. Can you imagine? Please remember these two simple, powerful ideas, strong ideas. He came to Abraham. Let's say together, came to Abraham. It's already too much for some people. But I go even forward. He ate in front of Abraham. So let's go to the scriptures with open hearts and we'll read it. Genesis chapter 18 from first verse. Vayera elav Yahweh. In English. Then Adonai appeared to him at Mamre's large trees while he was sitting in the entrance of his tent during the heat of the day. When he lifted up his eyes to see, suddenly three men were standing right by him. When he saw them, he ran from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed down to the ground. Verse 3, Vayomer Adonai, then he said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in your eyes, and you need to see that it's not plural, if I have found favor in your eyes, please do not pass by your servant. Please let a little water be brought so you can wash your feet and make yourself comfortable under the tree. And let me bring a bit of bread so that you can refresh yourselves when you can pass on, since you have passed by your servant. They said, Do just as you have said. And verse 8, end of the verse 8. While he was standing by them under the tree, they, what they did? Ate. Can you say together? They ate. So first, can look. Please look at the first verse. Vayera elav Yahweh. It means Yahweh appeared to him. Yahweh. This name used in this place of scripture, you can read it in Torah. Yahweh appeared to Abraham. I know many explanations about this. People try to explain that it's not Yahweh. It's strangers. It's the angels. But you know, I like that one of the most important commandments to the Jewish people. We are believers, sons of believers. We believe in the Torah and what's written here. We believe. Second verse, I like it so much. This is the response of Abraham. First, it's the Lord speaks in the Torah. Yahweh appeared to Abraham. And this is the response of Abraham. When he lifted up his eyes to see, suddenly he saw these three men. What he did? He ran from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed down to the ground. When I read it, I remembered one of the first commandments of the Lord. Don't worship other gods. Don't bow down before anyone. If you remember the scriptures, so many times angels stopped people to worship to them. In this case, I don't see it. He really worshiped to the Lord. He bowed down in front of the Lord. Response of Abraham, it's strong response. Verse 3, Vayomer Adonai, then he said, my Lord, Adonai. So he recognized the Lord. He said, my Lord. Let's say together, my Lord. Adonai. It was the response of the Abraham to the Lord. So I want to skip, and you can read it home, because many places speaks about the Lord and his discussion with Abraham and his promises, and you can find the name of the Lord there. It's beautiful. And I want to read verse 22. When the man turned from there and went towards Sodom, ve Avraham adeno maet omet lifnei Yahweh, but Abraham was still standing before Yahweh. But Abraham still standing before Yahweh. So the two men goes to Sodom. And if you remember later, two people, two angels, actually came to Sodom. Do you remember? They came to the Lot. But Abraham still in the presence of Yahweh. Not the angel, but this third, who called himself in this place of scripture Yahweh. It's messianic place of scripture. It speaks about Yahweh presented in this special moment, in this special place. He has discussion with Abraham. He's alive, he's there. After the angels left to Sodom, Abraham was still standing in the presence of the Lord. And verse 22, I like the Jewishness of Abraham. He's first Jew, of course. I had so many experiences with so many of the Jewish people. And I mean, it's common. It's really common. It's not something new. When I read it, his sense of humor, his boldness, his intercession, it's unusual. So he's still in the presence of the Lord. And verse 22, I like it. I'm sorry, verse 25. Far be it from you to do such a thing. So it's Abraham speaking to the Lord in the presence of Almighty. He's interceding for Sodom and Gomorrah. And he begins to speak about 50 people. Okay, 45, 40, 35. Can you imagine? Probably somebody in his place will ask for car, for money, for children after the children, for grandchildren. He speaks about Sodom and Gomorrah, and he begins to argue with the Lord. Far be it from you to do such a thing, to cause the righteous to die with the wicked, so that the righteous and the wicked shall share the same fate. Far be it from you, shall the judge of the whole world not exercise justice? It's strong. I mean, answer from the Lord, of course. And I want to ask you, who could be judge of the whole world? Who can it be? Yes, somebody can try. We try sometimes, but it's impossible. Only one, the Lord. He is judge of whole world. And Abraham, it looks like concrete messianic place of scripture. Continuously, he's speaking about the Lord. He's speaking the judge of the whole world. So we have no doubts who it was, who stand in front of Abraham. And verse 33, now, when he had finished speaking to Abraham, Adonai, and in the scripture said Yahweh, left, and Abraham returned to his place. And I had the question, one man asked me, why Abraham didn't call the Lord Yahweh in the place of scripture? The reason was because the Lord revealed the name Yahweh later to Moses. I am who I am. I am who who I am. So my point is, the Lord himself came and ate with Abraham. And you can read, you can think about it, and be open with your heart. Not try to escape the right and obvious answer. Not try to find something. Because I found so many people who try to explain the Isaiah 53, Psalm 1, or many, many messianic places of scriptures with wrong heart. And if you have wrong heart, you can explain how you want. Everything you want. But here, it's obvious in the text. So I want to turn the page and I want to give my understanding of today's Torah portion based on the Brit HaChadashah, New Testament. I want to come from other side to the same place of Scripture. John chapter 1, Yohanan chapter 1, verse 18. And I want to read two different translations here. First, no one has ever seen God. Strong, simple, and understandable. No one has ever seen God. And later, but the only and unique Son, who is identical with God and is at the Father's side. Another translation. No one has ever seen God, no one, but the one and only God, in the Father's embrace, has made him known. About whom? This place of Scripture. About the Messiah. This is the messianic prophecy. So, if that is true, that and nobody can see the Lord face to face, how can we know that it was the Lord himself who came and ate in front of Abraham? And this is the great mystery. This is the gospel from Abraham, or good news from Abraham. And I want to discuss it today. In fact, it is Yeshua who came to Abraham. It's him who came and ate with Abraham. And Abraham called him Adonai, my Lord. I don't know, I'm so joyful about this place. Since Abraham called him Adonai, clearly, in the eyes of Abraham, he's divine. He is the Lord, it's not a question for Abraham. I want to read one of the first times when Yeshua called himself Adonai. Obviously, openly, in front of the people, he proclaimed himself Adonai, the Lord. This is in the Yohanan, John, chapter 8. And actually, he referred to his account of Abraham. He speaks about the same story of Abraham. The verse 56, Yohanan, chapter 8. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was thrilled. In different translation, he was full of joy. He laughed. He was full of joy inside of him. Thrilled. When the Judeans say to him, you are not even 50 years old and you've seen Abraham. Good question. What do you think about yourself? Who you are? Or who are you? Yeshua answered, amen, amen. He don't say, I'm sorry, I apologize, you don't understand me. I meant this or I meant that. You don't understand my teaching. And from the rabbi's point of view, it was then. But from that point of view, I was then. He told them, amen. Amen. Truth, I told you, before Abraham was, I am. Before Abraham was, I am. And this is a very strong statement. According to the scriptures, according to Brit HaChadashah, we will go forward. 59, when they picked up stones to throw at him, but Yeshua hid himself and went out from the temple. So this is a strong argument to take the stones, you know. It's like last word. They took the stones because they could not answer to him anything. So I ask myself a few questions based on this place of scripture, John chapter 8 from 56 to 59. First question, when did Abraham see his day? When it was? And I know many explanations, many things about it. My personal point of view, one of them, and it could exist, it has right to exist. This was the day when Abraham saw Yeshua, when Yeshua came to Abraham, when Yeshua met with Abraham face to face. This was the time of meeting between Yeshua and Abraham. Second, why did Abraham rejoice? This question for me. I answer myself because, first of all, he met with Yeshua, of course, enough for joy. But do you remember Abraham's sons? What is his name? Who remember? Isaac. And who know translation? Laughter. Joy. Why? Why? What do you think? It was joyful news for Abraham or it was sad news? Don't be so. When Abraham received this good news, he was joyful. He was full of joy. And Yeshua answered to them. He said, when I saw Abraham, he was joyful. He was full of joy. And third question, why did Judeans want to stone Yeshua? Why? What the reason? I know people playing with the words, they with translations, they try to miss with, but the people of the ancient Israel at that time, they understood what he said. And he said, I am. We can translate how we want. But when he said, I am, they took the stones because it was blessed for me for them. He proclaimed himself the Lord. If you will read the chapter 3, Exodus, verse 14, you will find the name I am. Yahweh. I am who I am. The Yeshua answered the same. I am. Before Abraham was, I am. They decided to stone him because of his honest, clear, and straight answer to them. So when you know this place from Brit HaChadasha, you begin to understand the Torah portion. What's happening there? When Yeshua came to Abraham and Abraham acknowledged him as the Lord. I mean, it's great. For my heart, I'm so glad to know it. And John chapter 5, 18. So for this reason, the Judean leaders keep trying even harder to kill him because he was not only breaking Shabbat. This is an old story, I mean, with Shabbat. But also calling God his own father, making himself equal with God. This was the problem for them. But this was not a problem for Abraham. Because Abraham was the friend of Yeshua. And he saw face to face Yeshua, the Lord. This is why when I hear that faith in Yeshua is not for the Jews, and Brit HaChadasha is not for the Jewish people, this idea is strange for me because... And the people speak, this is Christian idea, this is Christianity, and this is not with the Jews. They don't mess with the Jewish people. But please, remember, the Christianity came from Judaism. And Abraham, his father of the Jewish people. So the idea of divinity of Messiah, this is not new idea. This is not Christian idea. This ancient idea from the Torah, And if you read Torah with the open heart, you will see Messiah there in many other places of scriptures. Not only this, but many others. Messiah showed himself to many people through the scriptures, to the prophets, to the other people. He showed himself. And it's very obvious. This is first mystery I want to reveal for us, that Yeshua is the Lord who came to Abraham, who ate with Abraham. And second mystery, and I will be very short. This is prophetic picture of Isaac, who is picture of future Messiah. How can we don't recognize it? Let's turn to the Genesis chapter 22. And from verse 1, I want to read it here. And I don't want to read all chapter, you can read it home. It's also a very interesting place of scripture. It speaks about sacrifice of Messiah so clearly. This is part of good news from the Torah to all nations of the world, and first of all to the Jewish people. Now it was after these things that God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, Hineni, he said, here I am. Then he said, take your son, your only son, whom you love, it means Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah. It's in the mountains of Jerusalem, and the Moriah, land of Moriah. You need to remember it. And offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains about which I will tell you. And I personally think, it's my opinion, it was Golgotha, I think. It's possible not, but I think it could be one of the mountains of Moriah. It could be the Temple Mountain, but, I mean, it's prophetically. So Abraham got up early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him and Isaac, his son. And from verse 7, then Isaac said to Abraham, his father, my father. Then he said, here I am, my son. He said, look, here's the fire and the wood, but where's the lamb for a burnt offering? Abraham said, God will provide for himself a lamb for a burnt offering, my son. The two of them walked on together. When they came to the place about which God had told him, and Abraham built the altar there, laid out the wood, bound up Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the angel of Adonai called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham, he said, Hineni, here I am. Then he said, do not reach out your hand against your young man. Do nothing to him at all. For now I know that you are one who fears God. You did not withhold your son, your only son, from me. Verse 13. Then Abraham lifted up his eyes, and behold, there was a ram just caught in the thick bushes by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. And verse 14, please remember, it's so strong here. Abraham named that place Adonai Yireh. And please understand the meaning of these words. On the mountain, Adonai will provide. Even this answer is answer for all of us. On the mountain, Adonai will provide. According to the common Jewish doctrine or understanding, the sacrifice of Isaac is the foundation and reason why the Lord must hear our prayers and receive our good works even without temple sacrifices. When the people are reading from Siddur, Jewish people, they are thinking about sacrifice of Isaac. And in their mentality, according to this sacrifice, that sacrifice, the Lord must listen their prayers. I think it's wrong mentality. Because this was not about Isaac. here. He not died there. His blood not shared for us. It's about the Lord who's showing Abraham and all of us about the future sacrifice. Sacrifice of Messiah. This is why he said, Adonai will provide. I think it's prophetic, it's strong, it's fresh. This is good news. Yeshua, who came in this world, who took the flesh, who came to Abraham, who fellowshiped with him, and who showed the prophetic picture of future sacrifice. We can read it in the Brit Hadasha, in the Jewish book. We can read it. And I want to end with a story, Yohanan chapter 3. This is a very Jewish story here. And this is story, I believe, when Yohanan he writes this story, he referred to Isaac. He speaks also about the prophetic picture of Isaac. It says here, from verse 13, Yohanan chapter 3, "No one has gone up into heaven except the one who came down from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that for whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." Amen. Amen. So I don't want to continue because I think it's enough for us to think, to meditate, to pray, and to be grateful to the Lord for his sacrifice. To his sacrifice. When people think about Lord who is far away, this is not truth. From the beginning, the Lord walked together with Adam. It was fellowship, face to face. The Lord walked together with Abraham. It was fellowship. We live in the same time of fellowship with the Lord. So let's end with a prayer. Let's stand together and please find somebody to join in this prayer.
You might want to say one thing. Okay, as you get together, I like to give out a Torah teaser. I usually do this on Shabbat because I talk about the Torah. But it's to hopefully entice you maybe to take a look. The rabbi tonight talked about 22, and that's where my Torah teaser was anyway. And that is the idea of Abraham sacrificing his son. For all of you parents here, would you not give your own life before you would take your child's life? If you think Abraham loved differently than you do, and that's how he was able to do this, you would be wrong, I believe. God was testing Abraham. Maybe Abraham was testing what he understood about God. If you go back and you read really carefully, there's a couple of verses that the rabbi didn't read because he was moving through his lesson. Read it very carefully, each word carefully, and see if you can't glean something from that. I think it's pretty interesting. So it's an interesting point. It's one of the tough stories of the Bible. So anyway, now that you're together, we'll do the Aaronic benediction, and I'll start with the English course. If you close your eyes so that you can hear better, and let this prayer wash over you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you, each and every one of you, his peace. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. Ya'er Adonai panav alecha v'yachunecha. Yisa Adonai Adonai panav alecha v'yishem lecha shalom. God bless you all.